The apprentice system in Germany is extensive. You can become a land surveyor, a bank clerk, a robotics technician. So it's not hard to find someone who's done it.
So I can give you my German name, Sophie Stepke, and my English name is Sophie Stepke.
We'll go with Stepke. When she was 16, Stepke was a typical teen. She had no idea what she wanted to do for a living. She could have postponed a decision by staying in high school. Instead,
I went for an apprenticeship as a professional land surveyor. So for 3 years, I worked with an employer. I went to school, and I had I became a professional land surveyor. So I was staying out there building streets and building houses and all that kind of stuff.
And she made money the whole time. German companies pay tuition and wages while the apprentice learns the trade. The theoretical training is in the classroom. The practical training is on the job. Usually, the apprentice is hired full-time after the training period. If that sounds great, it is. Michigan officials from the governor on down are really intrigued by the system. It began in the Middle Ages among German craftsmen and was adopted by German industries later. It just works so well to connect people with jobs, something we're having trouble doing. Here's someone else who learned his job as an apprentice.
My name is Stefan Meinhardt.
Meinhardt is a bank clerk, a very specialized bank clerk.
I work for a Commerzbank in Frankfurt, and currently I'm in the cash center administration. We do settlements for cash trades.
Meinhardt says one of the things that makes German apprenticeships so good is they don't just train you for one specialized thing. The company that eventually hires you wants you to understand the whole business, not just your job.
Customer service, paying, receiving, securities, even the archives, you name it. I went actually everywhere.
Spending time in each department made Meinhardt a much more flexible and knowledgeable employee and allowed him to move into different jobs within the company easily. The system isn't cheap for the employer. Depending on the length of the apprenticeship, a company may spend between $25,000 to $100,000 on one three-year apprenticeship. But they get work out of that apprentice during the training period. And as economist Timo Klein of IHS points out, hiring somebody who's not right for a job is also expensive.
There's less of a risk that a person maybe appears very good and likable and whatever in an interview, but then a few weeks later into the job, turns out not to have the adequate competence.
There's also not a lot of risk that the company and employee will part ways after the training. Sophie Stepke, who changed careers after her apprenticeship, now works for ZF, a German auto supplier. Her job? Helping ZF start an apprenticeship program in Michigan. She says it's rare for an apprentice to bolt for the company next door after getting trained.
Because you invested in them, you supported them, you showed them that you as an employer are super interested in their development. So they get committed to our company. They become loyal employees.
Now, Stepke acknowledges that transplanting this kind of system to Michigan won't be easy. But a shortage of skilled labor in the state and the expense of a traditional four-year college degree are making lots of people really eager to see if it could work here. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.